Animal. Animals are, well, they're animals. An unknown comedian made this joke. If God didn't intend for man to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat. Well, this isn't an airtight argument by any means, but it does point to the fact that the God of the Bible does speak to animal rights quite clearly. God gave man dominion over animals. Man is not an animal. He was created in the image of God. God breathed his life into man. Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." In Numbers 11:18 it says, "And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh, for ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat." Acts 10:11-15, "And saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending upon him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake again unto him the second time, What God has cleansed, that call not thou common." Most importantly, there is not one single verse of Scripture in the Bible which infers that mankind should treat animals as anything other than property which may be used as man sees fit. The animal rights movement is a perversion, much like the sexual perversion, which has resulted in homosexuals being married and child molestation. It is not as perverse as those other perversions, but it is a perversion nonetheless. Since this philosophy does not proceed from the Bible, Judeo-Christian heritage, where did it come from? How about Eastern religion and revived paganism? An animal cannot be elevated to human status, but humans can lower themselves to animal status. In pagan religions such as Buddhism, Jainism, Hinduism, animals and humans are considered to be in the same family. Many Westerners have begun to adopt this errant belief and hence are lapsing into paganism. Paganism results in the destruction of civilization. We're seeing this play out in the United States as pets have taken an inordinate place in our society. It is personally disgusting to see humans exchange bodily fluids with an animal. Kissing an animal will ultimately result in more perverse sexual exchanges. Bestiality is an abomination before God, as he has made a major difference between man and animal. God breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. Animals were created en masse without the participation or impartation of the breath of life from God. Do you love animals more than humans? If the answer to this question is yes, you are out of touch with Christ.